Carrie here for Res Life. You've been talking to your friend who you know struggles with anger, but last time you talked to them, they shocked you by saying they liked their anger because it gave them control of people and situations around them. Well, what do you say to that? Well, I would tell them what I tell each person who comes to me reaching that conclusion. They are crazy. Okay, maybe I don't say that, but the truth is, anger does not give us control of a situation. It is a way to manipulate people to get what you want, and it's not right. When we feel like we need to control those around us, we have a serious heart issue going on. Why do we feel that need for absolute control? It's good to feel secure, but controlling others? If your friend is struggling with that, and this is their train of thought, here are some questions to ask them. You might want to get a pen and write these down. Question 1. Why do you feel like you need to control those around you? Number 2. How do you benefit from controlling others? Number 3. Is there an internal need that is not being met? Are you trying to control others to fill it? Number 4. Has someone hurt you in the past so you feel like you need to control others? Number 5. If you are a Christ follower, how would Christ respond to your need to control others? Remember together the words of Proverbs 15:18. Quote, "Hot tempers cause arguments, but patience brings peace." End quote. Sometimes we need others to come and get in our face to ask us those hard questions. We say things casually without thinking what it really means, and we often don't see the errors of our ways until friends come and ask us those questions. Just remember, always speak with love.